Meridium is a fund. We raise outside money, just like any other fund does, from pension funds and insurance companies all over the world. I run the North American fund. We have a European fund. We have an Africa fund. We have an energy fund. We either start a discussion with a local government or a state government, or wait till they have decided to go out and start the public discussion about an infrastructure project. State government decides, in the case of LaGuardia, for example, that there needs to be a large overhaul or a new road built or a new bridge built. What they do when they need to do public procurement, they basically go out to the public and say, you know, bring us ideas. And we are active participants in those kinds of processes. So if there's a, you know, request for information or request for a qualification, whatever it is, RFP, Meridium will put together a team that consists of us, a big engineering firm, a big construction firm, all the various parties that you need to do a big infrastructure project. We will put together that team, put together a proposal and submit it. And then after a long period of negotiation and coming up with our own more detailed plans, we offer a final bid and the government will select a winner from among however many, 3, 4, 5, whatever, different plans. And if we're selected, we then are responsible for negotiating the final agreements. We are the folks who talk to the government the most, so we're sort of the face of the project for the government. We arrange the financing and we also invest some of our own money. We're responsible for making sure that the construction starts and finishes in the manner that we said it would. And then we oversee whoever it is that we hire to operate and maintain what we've built for a long period of time, 25 years typically. And then at the end of that lease, we will typically turn it back over to the government that we built it for. The question is always asked, how do you make money if you're not buying and then selling something? We get paid along the way every year a negotiated amount that is calculated to allow us to cover the costs of operating the thing as if we owned it, as well as give ourselves a fair return on our money. And the critical piece of all of this is that if there's an infrastructure project, an asset, a road or bridge or tunnel that belongs to the public, the government can take the risk that it runs well, or we can take the risk that it runs well. And in the deals that we do, we're the ones that take all the risk. We have contractually committed up front that we will invest appropriately according to a plan over 25 years to make sure that the thing runs well, whatever it is, and is in good condition all through that time. And if we owned the subway, we would be losing a ton of money right now because we would have contracted that the subways would run on time and on schedule, and they're not doing it, and therefore we suffer. We're not looking to steal or monetize the public's assets. We're really looking to do public-private transaction. A real public-private transaction is a partnership between the private sector and the public sector, and that's what we do. I'm a fervent believer in this.